Have you ever wondered what happened to the guy you used to cheer for years ago with the Utes, or your boyhood hero from the early Jazz years, or maybe that guy who made that one really big play in Provo years ago? Well, we might just have your answer. This is Where Are They Now Wednesday on the Bill Riley Show, where we track down Utah legends from years gone by and get the latest on their lives. Now here's Bill Riley on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Where Are They Now Wednesday, one of my favorite segments of the week here on the Bill Riley Show. And what's so funny is, with our next guest, if you talk to Utah fans of a certain age, they will tell you that kickers were the bane of their existence, including my radio partner, Frank Dolce, who I think has begun to come around just a little bit. But if you talk to them from the 70s and 80s and even early 90s, kickers would drive Utah fans batty because of their inconsistency. Well, I think things began to kind of change a little bit in the mid-2000s. When this guy arrived on campus, we called him King Louie, and we rightfully so. The man was an All-American place kicker and All-American punter. But what is he doing today? I don't know. That's why we're having him on the show here today. Louie Sakota joining us here on the Bill Riley Show. Louie, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So what have you been up to these days? The last I had heard, you were kicking in the CFL, but that was a few years ago. What have you been up to?
Yeah, that was quite a few years ago. But really, life has just kind of been nonstop. I've moved quite a few times. I mean, since leaving California after high school to go to Utah, I mean, it's been kind of one place after the next, and bouncing around the Canadian leagues. But moved over to Charlotte, North Carolina, with my wife. She's from South Carolina. And lived there for about 4-ish years, and just recently moved back to my old stomping grounds in the Bay Area in California. And now just kind of switched gears, and I'm a user experience designer now. So it's websites or any sort of design work, anything digital. I'm sitting behind a computer, which is a bit of a change. But, you know, I love what I do, and really to kind of keep in touch with kicking, I had started a website back, 2013, called The Kicker's Corner, and the goal of it was to connect kickers, to provide free information for kickers, because as I was going through the process, I really didn't have the ability to find much out there. I had to pay, or really my dad had to pay, a couple $100 for a camp here and there, plus travel expenses, all this stuff. So it was really coveted information, and my goal was to really uncover that and make it accessible. And so just revamped it. It's now turned into kind of like a social network community for kickers, punters, and long snappers. And so I'm trying to incubate this idea and attract more guys to it, and hopefully it'll be a useful tool for these guys moving forward.
I was going to say, life has changed a lot for those particular guys, the specialists, punters, kickers, long snappers. When you were coming out of high school, like you said, you had to beg people to look at your tape and things like that. There's camps now for punters, kickers, even long snapping camps, and you know, that this is really kind of, as you said, it's an area of kind of some untapped potential, but we're beginning to see more and more of this happen, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the whole landscape has changed. The stigma of kickers and punters being these kind of meek, soccer players, even though they are coming from soccer, a lot of them, due to their leg strength, it's also attracting a new type of athletes. I think early on, or at least while I was kicking, I remember David Buehler came on at USC, and he was their kicker, but he was also one of their linebackers, and ended up getting drafted by the Cowboys and just had an infinitely strong leg. And that sort of kicker, you're starting to see, those are more and more frequent. We're getting guys like Andy Phillips, ex-Olympic skiers that are just, these muscle-bound guys, and as well as attracting, you know, a lot of the Australian talent as well, as that's picking up and seeing how consistent that style is. So the game is definitely changing.
Louis Sakota with us, former Utah All-American punter and kicker here on ESPN 700 on Where Are They Now Wednesday, living back in Northern California. Did you come to the game Saturday?
I didn't, actually.
What?
And it was I'm going to the Cal game. I am.
Okay, but, okay.
yeah, and so I actually couldn't find a babysitter in time. So that was another big change in my life. I have a, 23-month-old son now. And just a ball of energy bouncing off the walls and, you know, trying to kick, but he, you know, he loves to throw. Just, you know, obviously extremely athletically advanced. So, Coach Witt will have to scout him out here and compete with Andy Phillips' son, for the spot at Utah. But that's been probably, you know, I mean, easily the largest change of my life, getting used to parenthood, but it's fun every day.
Well, we'll look for you. Kids are a handful. We'll look forward to seeing you at the Cal game, probably the better game anyway to go to coming up here in a week or so. Did you identify, Louis, I may have asked you this when you were here, but did you identify with being more of a punter, or you did both and you did both very well? And that's kind of even more rare these days. You don't see that very often. You find a guy that can really punt it. He might be Australian, but he can't place kick. Or you might find a guy who can place kick, but he can't punt it. You did both and were an All-American in both places. Which one did you identify more with?
I mean, it kind of evolved. Throughout high school, easily I identified more with being a kicker. But actually how I got noticed was at a national kicking combine for Chris Saylor's camps, and Coach Jay Hill was out there one night, and my punting caught his eye. And at the time, you know, they had Dan Beardall in as a kicker, Boreson, but they needed a guy quickly to come in as a punter. And so what I realized, I mean, even at the collegiate level as well as moving on to the next level, any of the NFL tryouts I had as well as the CFL opportunities, almost all of them were for punting. And so any kickers that I work with or you know, train and help along, I try to express the importance of really becoming a well-rounded kicker punter, that you're never going to know when both are going to get called on, and that if you can develop your punting, then you're going to have so many more opportunities. So As I went through up to the CFL, all my opportunities were for punting. So that was kind of an interesting turn. I wasn't expecting that.
Louis Sakota with us here on Where Are They Now Wednesday on the Bill Riley Show here on ESPN 700 as we take a look at what he's up to now. So you started kind of the revolution, and now you saw the guy that followed you a couple of years later in Tom Hackett, who's now do a little work for us here on ESPN 700. He's a two-time Ray Guy Award winner. You're watching Andy Phillips kick, and, you know, whether it's good or whether it's bad, I don't know, but he's now breaking all of your career records, Louis, for field goals made, PATs, PATs made. What do you make of the kicking game for the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years since you left Utah?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's, you know, people, I get that question a lot, you know, oh, what do you think about, you know, these guys breaking records? I'm like, I think it's great. It's a sign of the program continuing to improve. I mean, just like you see in the Olympics every year. I mean, every athletes are stepping up their game. They're finding new ways to train. They're taking care of their bodies better. It's just a new evolution of athlete every year. And so it's exciting that, I don't want to say kind of carry on the torch, but they're doing an amazing job. You know, really, you kind of hear with long snappers that you don't want to really hear about them. That means they're doing their job well if you don't notice a long snapper. And not that these guys aren't getting noticed, but it's almost expected now that we're going to have a really good kicking crew. And you couldn't ask for a better reputation.
Does reputation help you there? I mean, you mentioned Jay Hill, and Jay helped kind of find Tommy Hackett, but now when you have kind of that lineage of good punters and kickers, does that help you, do you think? I mean, does that help attract guys if they know that the other guys have had success there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the position is now on equal footing with, as far as recruiting goes, with other positions, where you get these top-tier kickers, they're getting, you know, anywhere from, some of these guys are getting 20-plus scholarship offers. And if you want to continue that program, and you really do want to attract the best talent, you know, they have all the facilities now, they have this kicking reputation. But at the same time, you know, I think Utah breeds a lot of great local kickers. So, really for Utah, really just kind of keeping them away from BYU is a pretty nice goal as well.
Louis Sakota for a couple of more minutes here. And then they've got a guy this year who's got the most ridiculous leg you're ever going to see in your life. We haven't seen him be able to check it up quite like Hackett did inside the 5 and the 10, but this kid Wisnowski, he doesn't look like – if you were to look at him on the field, Louis, he looks like a linebacker. He's 6'2", 225.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Every year it's a new breed. It's like we're leveling up every year watching these guys. And the old standard was the 5-second punt. Then, right. You know, Ray Guy supposedly hit a 6-second punt. I mean, it's just it's fun to watch these guys do things that I never could have even dreamed of. I mean, I'd get the occasional ear hole running down the field, get my bell rung, and really couldn't do much about it. But these guys, they can get a little bit of revenge on the next punt at least.
Louis, if you go back and you played obviously in that great year in 2008, is there a career highlight? Is there a moment as a Ute that stands out above the others for you?
I think the entire Michigan game when we played at Michigan, the opener for that season, not just stat-wise, was it one of my better games, but I just remember just feeling so on with both facets of the game and to really feel the significance of what you're doing that even though there wasn't necessarily a game-winning field goal, that 153-yarder, I guess, proved to be the difference of the game. And then to be able to pin them back with my punts, I mean, it just everything seemed to click. And to go into such a huge environment, have so much hype for that game leading up to that season, and then really kind of kick off the rest of that undefeated season. And when I look back, definitely that game stands out.
Well, there were a lot of good ones. There's no doubt about it. I thought maybe you were going to go with Oregon State.
Yeah, I mean.
The game winner after, I mean, there were a lot of those late last second moment type seconds. But that, you know, kicking a game winner to keep a perfect season alive and knocking it through as time expires, that's a pretty cool moment too, right? Or was that just such an easy field goal?
Yeah,
it was no big deal.
Yeah, there's no question. That was an amazing game. I remember I had so much emotion from it. I had to end up writing this whole piece on it just to kind of, like, get it out on paper and really express how I felt and try to get it pushed out there. But it was just, I mean, there really is so many highlights from that season. I don't know, maybe because that game, I mean, as a kicker, even though it goes through, it was not a clean hit. I wasn't happy with the hit. And I look back on film and I'm like, it wasn't far from being blocked. So even though it went through, I'm we always find a way to gripe as kickers and try to get it better the next time.
Even if it knuckleballs, as long as that thing goes through, that's all that matters. Are you coaching at all? Are you doing any individual coaching? I know you've creating that website and trying to connect there, but are you doing any individual coaching or coaching camps there in Northern California?
Currently I'm not. I was with a company called Kicking World based out of San Diego, and then I was helping out my old coach Chris Saylor for a little bit at camps. But now I just – I mean, with the kid, I want my weekends, and it really was a lot of traveling and doing things. So for now, I'm trying to create, like you said, that digital platform to really reach as many guys and try to allow these guys to help each other, kind of a peer-to-peer network in a way, and reach more guys that way.
How cool is it to see your alma mater not only in the big time in a Power 5 conference, but also now having some real success in the Power 5?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing just how much of and people recognize the name now. When I think my freshman year, you know, I wear my gear around back in California, and, you know, people are like, what's that? You know, what's that symbol? And now I feel like I see Ute fans everywhere, literally everywhere. Like, my family went on a vacation to Maui a couple of years back, and it's just, you sit down at the table and someone's wearing their Ute hat, or, you know, in just the most random places. And so it's really cool to see that influence everywhere, and to be able to brag on game day.
Be even nicer to brag tomorrow if there's any USC fans in your neighborhood, if they could beat USC on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, Louis, it's great catching up with you. Thanks for doing this for me. You're still so well thought of here by all the Utah fans. And if you get a moment, hopefully we can catch up with you or at least see you at the Cal game over there in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Louis. I appreciate it. That's Where Are They Now Wednesday with former Utah All-American punter, kicker. What do we call him, the King? King Louis?